Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Joe Biden wrapped up 2 days of meetings with leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy democracies in Italy on Friday. G7 leaders focused on threats they say China poses to the global economy and AI ethics as championed by Pope Francis. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
Leaders held a session on economic threats posed by China, including Beijing's practice of flooding global markets with cheap electric vehicles, its trade and investment practices in developing countries, and support for Russia's war machine. President Joe Biden highlighted the issue in his press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
China is not supplying weapons, but the ability to produce those weapons and the technology available to do it. So it is, in fact, helping Russia.
On Friday, the group also discussed the root causes of migration and how to combat the smuggling of migrants. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Brindisi, Italy.
The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's fire power have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilian vessels and warships. The U.S. and its